Anthony Dockrell is in with Weekend Warrior. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Tess.
How was the weekend? Tell me what happened.
Well, look, you know, there's an old Chinese proverb. May you live in interesting times.
I think that's it applies, yes.
No, look, we live in dumb times, extremely dumb. I mean, the weekend wasn't particularly dumb by recent standards, but it was still some dumb stuff I'm going to talk about coming up pretty soon.
Let me guess, elections.
The warm-up, it wasn't quite the weekend, but I got to talk about this. Tony Abbott in a debate on Thursday saying that he would bring back the Australian car industry. The only problem was he was the Prime Minister when it died. His Treasurer Joe Hockey stood up in Parliament and dared them to go.
I'm sure that's
I kid you not.
Water under the bridge.
Now, Abbott, a humble backbencher, wants to bring back the car industry. I mean, dumb stuff. I mean, not as dumb as his scare campaign on electric cars, which was week one of this election.
Oh, God, it feels like years ago.
But look, Exhibit A in how dumb things are. I don't know if you heard about this, but we found out on the weekend that US President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin had a telephone conversation, and among other things, they discussed the findings of the Mueller report.
Of course.
And they both agreed there was no collusion. Think about that.
Okay, I'm good.
Donald Trump discussing the Mueller report with Vladimir Putin. I mean, it's like the Penguin and the Joker talking about how Batman and the Gotham police are overreacting.
Oh, well, I was going to compare it to that time that my little brother and I agreed that there was actually no cheesecake in the fridge to begin with and tried to convince our mum of that.
There was no collusion.
Okay, good.
I mean, sure, Mueller report makes it clear that the Trump side, wanted to collude. They just failed to bring it all together. And as for Russian interference, well, what interference? I mean, just ask Vladimir Putin.
He would know, surely.
I mean, sure, the Mueller report indicted 25 Russians and 3 Russian companies for interference in the American election, but that's just a mere detail. No collusion. No collusion.
Good to know.
That bit actually was just for my Sky News audition tape. On the weekend, the Liberal Party brought their A game to social media.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you've seen this, Tess. They sent out a series of Star Wars themed memes that abused the rules of comedy just as much as they ignored copyright and trademark law.
Well, I mean, is it really a good meme if you're not getting done for copyright? There's the question.
Have a look at this.
Oh, I want to die. The economy is strong with this one. May the fourth be with you. And they've badly superimposed Morrison's head on a character I cannot name because I haven't seen Star Wars.
There's another one as well. This one.
Oh, it's even worse. Oh, it's even worse. Return of the Surplus. And again, they've superimposed his head on a character I cannot name.
I think it's Luke Skywalker's head. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Luke Skywalker's body. Yeah. Yeah, as far as I can see, these were the most substantial statements the Liberal Party put out over the weekend. And the other thing I think is really interesting about these is that they're aligning themselves with the rebels and not the Empire.
Again, I'm going to reinforce that I haven't seen Star Wars. Okay. Is that the bad guys?
Yeah.
Nice. Good job.
Finally on the weekend, signs that the hellscape, otherwise known as the 2019 federal election, is getting close to being over, with the Labor Party launching their campaign in Brisbane. And Tess, the kids got mum and dad back together.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, there was an image of Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard not just sitting together, but smiling and laughing.
I saw that, actually. I did see that picture.
I mean, this could only mean one thing, Tess. If the Labor Party win in a couple of weeks' time, there'll be odds on to bring peace to the Middle East.
Well,
if they can get Rudd and Gillard to sit together and smile... I mean...
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Truly anything. The world is open full of possibilities.
Paul Keating was also there, and he gave a strong speech reminding everyone there was a time when politics stirred more than just anger and resentment.
Oh, I wish I was there for that.
Yes. You know, kids, there was a time when politicians talked about the future and you wanted to join them on the journey.
Genuinely have never had that experience in my life.
I mean, now politicians want to take us on a journey, and the journey starts on June 30 and ends when you lodge your tax return.
Oh, God, it's so true.
Yeah. Now, the Libs will be launching their campaign next week. It's unlikely they'll be able to match Labor having their last 3 p.m. sitting together and smiling. What do you think? Turnbull, Abbott, Howard. I mean, Howard will be there, of course.
I mean, you can do
Abbott
it.
Abbott will be there. He has to be there because he's...
You can do it, but will they be smiling? That's the question.
Yeah.
It would be like that weird plastered-on grin that Dutton tried when he wanted us to think he was warm. They'll all have that expression.
Yeah. Look, maybe they'll just settle for having Barnaby Joyce and Angus Taylor sitting together with some water from the Cayman Islands.
Well, they've got a lot of that. They do have some in reserve, apparently. Yeah.
That was the weekend.
Thanks so much, Anthony.